I like to start with something truly helpful. I mean, I've got Apple AirTags hidden on my bike, they're on my car, they're on all of my keychains. And in case you don't really know what these are, those are about the size of a quarter, and then they work with Find My Items and Devices on your iOS device, whatever that may be. And so you can actually pinpoint something right to where it's located. I also have one in my laptop bag. But there's one place that if you're hiking or camping this summer that you might want to check out to actually leave an AirTag there. I'm talking about inside your tent. Yes, inside your tent. So this way, in case you ever get lost, you may be able to find your way back to the campsite. Well, that's assuming that there's a lot of iOS devices around you. So that's why you want to, you know, try it out before you depend on it. And also put one in your luggage, too, as you're traveling around this summer, so that this way, when the airlines say that they lost your bag, you can say, here, let me help you. I know exactly where it is. I'm in Milan, but my bag is in Miami. That's right. Because let me tell you, if you don't have your suitcase with you when you're traveling around and if they lost your bag, talk about having some emotional baggage. Yes, for the rest of that trip. Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad. And yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to yet another hour of the Kim Commando Show. It's America's most trusted source about all things digital. We are going to help you live the best digital life ever. And you can find us in over 420 top stations across this great United States of America. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial-free, all 3 hours over at GetKim.com. Once again, that address is GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to all of our listeners. I love this on the American Forces Network Radio, serving more than 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. Hello, everyone there. And of course, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. Boy, you know, I was just thinking about that tent. I don't know if you saw the headline this past week, but it actually said, "Women steal Michigan State Police recruiting tent at Traverse City Cherry Festival in northern Michigan." Okay. Cops needed to put an air tag in their tent, I think. All right, let's start with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And let me tell you here at the onset, those North Korean hackers are busy. They are very, very busy. So much so that the FBI, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, and the Department of Treasury, they all got together and they put out this major warning about North Korean hackers. For now, they're just targeting hospitals, nursing homes, clinics, doctors' offices, truly anything that falls under the whole healthcare system umbrella. And ransomware, it's called MAUI, encrypting healthcare organizations' computers. Pretty typical how it works. Okay, we're going to go there. We're going to freeze up all the files. You're not going to be able to do anything until you pay the ransom. And normally that's going to be in cryptocurrency. So major warning to anybody who works at any capacity in the healthcare industry. You need to have a plan. You know, make sure you have an offsite backup, security updates, and then alert and educate everybody on the staff that they need to be aware and start waking up to these phishing emails and maybe phone calls and even snail mail. Now, this is interesting. Since these are state-sponsored North Korean hackers, the government is keeping all the money that the hackers collect from these ransomware payments made by anybody in the healthcare industry. Now, the UN reports that the North Korea uses all this money. What do you think they use all the money for? Okay, they're using it to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. Number two on our list, how much money are we really talking about with ransomware? You know, they don't really care about average people like you and me sitting here at home. We're just little guys. Every once in a while, we might get attacked. But the big money is coming from big companies, big government agencies, sheriff's departments, schools, hospitals, colleges. And they know that these organizations, despite all the warnings, are still generally unprepared. So they're going to pay big money to avoid all types of embarrassment and then also get all that data back. So how much money is big money? Just 2 years ago, the average ransomware payment was around $170,000. Today, wow, listen to this. The average ransomware payment is now five times that, over $800,000. Now, half of all victims pay the money, usually keep things quiet, out of the news, of course, and of course not to be forced to resign from a cushy job. You know, we just have to do better than this. Number three on our list, Apple did something so very smart this past week. They had offered up a global $2 million wager. The company is saying, we bet $2 million bucks that no one, no researcher, no government is going to be able to break through iPhone's new lockdown mode. Now, what is lockdown mode? Lockdown mode was developed to protect high-profile iPhone users from state-sponsored attacks or other type of spyware or malware attacks. We're talking about politicians and judges, journalists, activists. And here's how it works. Like with messages, if it's on lockdown mode, most message attachment types other than images are going to be blocked. Link previews are disabled. Now, if it's lockdown mode on your web browsing, JavaScript may not work. It's disabled. Apple services, incoming invitations, service requests, FaceTime calls are blocked if you haven't initially sent or initiated a call to that person. Wired connections with a computer or accessory are blocked. And the iPhone's locked, meaning you're not going to be able to connect that up to a computer or anything like that. Configuration profiles, they can't be installed. Now, this is really super interesting. Now, remember, I just mentioned the politicians, the judges, the journalists, the activists, and those type of folks that are really being targeted against state-sponsored hackers. But coming this fall, Apple says, you know what? Anybody who wants to use lockdown mode, you're going to be able to do it. And it's going to be released at no cost this fall. Number four on our list of five things that you need to know. Are you ready? Como se dice, Meta? That's right. How many different languages do you think are spoken all around the world? I mean, how many different languages are there? Think about it. What number would you just toss out? And if you're watching the show in our chat room, just throw a number right out there and let's see if you're right. Okay, you ready? I'm going to give you the answer in just a sec. How many different languages are spoken around the world? 7,000. That's a lot, right? Meta, the company formerly known as Facebook, that they'd like everybody to forget that Meta is actually Facebook, put their artificial intelligence to work. And they say they're using it and teaching AI to translate between languages without having to go to English first. So they're not necessarily trying to steal more of your data. Meta claims that it works with 200 different languages right now, and it's right about 70% of the time, which is pretty darn good. Even working with spoken languages from across Asia and Africa that hardly anybody uses. So the Meta post actually said this, and I'm gonna read it verbatim for you. Imagine visiting a favorite Facebook group, coming across a post in Igbo or Luganda, and being able to understand it in your very own language with just a click of the button. Oh, how great, how fun, how exciting that would be. All right. They're in for the money, folks. Okay, think of all the new data points that Meta gets, the new audiences that it's going to reach, the new profit centers, the new eyeballs that are addicted to the Facebook addictive feed, right? Remember, not dealing with Meta at all is pretty good Meta sin. Yes. And finally, number five on our list of things that you need to know about. I'm sorry that if you're caught in another dimension, I really am. It's a big job here being America's digital goddess. It really is. And I don't take this responsibility lightly. I value your trust in me so much. And I fear that maybe, it's hard for me to say, maybe I let you down. I mean, I don't know if I can really stand that all. I mean, I should have warned you about a huge event that happened over the 4th of July weekend. I just learned about it myself. I did. Okay. It was viral all over TikTok. And I hope that you're sitting down wherever you are. Because if you had a single drink over the July 4th weekend, you may or may not be here. I mean, here, just take a listen to some of the TikTok video that's been going around.
Okay, quick public service announcement.
Yes.
July 4th, July 5th, not drink. Keep your vibrations high. Surround yourself with positive things, positive people, positive energies. July 4th and 5th. And I will tell you why. July 5th, as you all might have heard by now, they're turning on CERN. CERN hasn't been turned on since 2012. And a lot of people believe that the last time CERN was turned on, that we got shifted into a different timeline, different reality.
God.
Explains the Mandela effect, blah, 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 whatever.
Blah, blah, blah,
search
blah, blah, blah.
For yourself.
Yes, yes.
But
so,
it is very important,
very important
to keep your vibrations high.
Yes, and yes. And this all happened
this
the July 4th weekend. This all happened over the July 4th weekend that you had a drink. We may have lost just a ton of listeners, just a ton of them. I mean, really, because you guys had a drink and I didn't warn you and you went to that other dimension because they turned on a particle accelerator that revved up in Switzerland? Yes, yes. Well, I have to tell you, I guess I'm still here because I had a beer or two on July 4th weekend. Yes, I did. Coors Light, to be exact. And it reminds me of all the people who reach out to me about 5G. 5G gives them headache. It gives them a rash. Their cats run away from home, whatever it may be. 4G must have fried their brains. Public service announcement for me. You can't believe everything that you hear. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we have some great tips that you don't want to miss. I'm going to tell you how you can track prices to snag the best price, and it really saves some big money in the interim. Oh my gosh, I have three creepy lists that show everything that Google knows about you. Oh, I've got a fun little thing you can do in your GPS app. We have a big cyber mistake that you're also making. And yes, there's been another zero-day flaw. I got to tell you which browser it is if you want to stay right where you are, because we have that and more of your phone calls coming right up. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'd love to hear from you. 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder that if you're just too shy and you don't want to talk to me in front of millions of people, that's okay. You can still drop me your question. I'd love to hear from you. Just head over to our website. That's KOMANDO.com, of course. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Cam. And that's where you fill a little form out. And I read every single email that you send me. So want to make sure that you do that. Go ahead to the website and hit Email Cam. All right, coming up in just a few moments, let's say you're trying to find something online that you want to buy, and it's kind of expensive, right? Evan, you know that the price goes up and down, but you want to be able to get it at the lowest price. Well, I've got an insider secret that I use that I think you're really going to love. And then also we have that great tip about Google coming up in just a few moments. Three creepy lists that you're on, and you can go ahead and see what Google knows about you and also remove that information. And how about we start this hour with Brian in beautiful Colorado Springs. Hello there, Brian.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You betcha. What's going on?
Yep. And well, I'm looking for a new phone, but I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of smartphones. I think that the family is foundational to the United States, and I want to keep my family safe. I think everybody does. So what I'm looking for is a phone that is practical and functional, but removes the time wasters and the creepiness and just the issues that come with social media. So the things that I'm definitely looking for are talk, text, and being able to take pictures, which that particular function is something that seems to be hard to come by. I'd like to be able to have a calculator, an alarm, be able to take notes, play podcasts, music. If possible, to be able to have a phone that can give directions for navigation, that kind of thing. I currently have a light phone, too.
I was going to recommend that. I was going to recommend a light phone because, you know, if you're looking for a smartphone that doesn't have ties to Google and Apple and, like you said, social media. As a matter of fact, a family member and his 12-year-old daughter wanted a phone. And I said, you know, get her a light phone and you don't have to worry about all that stuff. But what don't you like about the light phone?
I do like the light phone. The problem is that it doesn't have the camera features. I'm assuming they'll eventually bring it on. You know, my family and I, we got in on the light phone when it was still a crowdfunded project, and we've been happy with them. They work well. I'm talking to you on one right now. But I would like to have the ability to take pictures because that's the one thing that, that seems to not be a capability that I would like to have. So I found the Samsung J2 Pro, found the Sunbeam Wireless F1 line of phones. We're thinking about buying that one. But the Samsung, you know, I contacted Samsung and they don't provide that J2 Pro in the United States anymore.
Yeah, let's talk about what you can get, okay? And you're really not alone, Brian, because a lot of people are just getting totally fed up with big tech, right? I mean, and they've been tracking, and TikTok has 1 billion users. I mean, it's just crazy, and people will just sit there all day and watch these videos and on these feeds. So if you're looking for an alternative phone to the Lite phone that does have a camera, there's a relatively new phone. It's called the Pine phone. Yes, P-I-N-E, the Pine phone. And you can learn more about it at pine64.org. And it's a basic phone, but it's running on Linux. And it'll give you those functionalities. It also has some other unique features in that you can lock down the camera. Yes, you can lock down the camera if that's what you don't want to. It has extensions. You can find parts for it. As I mentioned, it has hardware switches to disable the microphone, as well as the camera, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and all that other good stuff. And it's relatively cheap. It's about $150. And I think they have a more feature one at the phone that's about like $199, $200. You can learn more about it at pine64.org. I've never tried it, so I can't tell you how great it is or how bad it is. But if you're looking for an option for a no big tech phone with a camera, that seems to be the only one out there. And Brian, if you do buy it, let me know what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear some feedback from you. And thank you again for your call. Hey, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more great tips. As you hear me talk about our sponsors throughout the shows, it's always a good idea, and we'd love for you to at least go over and check it all out, because without our advertisers, without our sponsors, we wouldn't be able to provide you all this great free information. And so CarShield's wonderful. I have it. Head over to carshield.com/Ken. All right, before we go back to all of your great phone calls, as promised, I want to talk about how you can get the best prices on whatever you're trying to buy online. There's this extension called Camel Camel Camel. It's also a website, camelcamelcamel.com. I know, I don't name this stuff. And if you do a lot of shopping on Amazon, it's really wonderful because it compares prices as it fluctuates over time. So let's say you had your eye on a Sony's high-end noise-canceling headphones. So what you do is you copy the Amazon link, go to Camel Camel Camel's website, and paste it into the search bar. It gives you a breakdown of the price history going back the past 3 months. You can adjust it for one month or even just go back like even in a year if you wanted to. So you can easily see that those $350 headphones dropped to $250 just a couple of times a few weeks ago. So instead of checking every single day, what you do is you set up what's called an Amazon price watch. So the next time that whatever you're following on Amazon, next time the price goes down, you're going to get an automatic alert so that this way now is the time for you to go buy that. Again, the website is camelcamelcamel.com. All right, coming up in just a few moments, three creepy lists that show everything that Google knows about you. And back to the phones we go with Amy in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Hi there, Amy.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call today and for your helpful technology you share. I'm hoping that you can help with my current situation.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
I'm a veterinarian, and I have to take I prefer to take handwritten notes when I'm communicating with clients or documenting my phone calls. And we now have a computerized medical record system. And I'm trying to determine if there's a way that I can use some sort of technology where I can write the notes via a pad and integrate into the PC on into our – we have like a Windows-based program and – if I can get that, then my handwritten notes go on into typed.
You know, it's so interesting because we have all these devices and keyboards around us, but yet there are times when you're like, I just want to write it down. You know, it's
right.
Like it's
yeah.
I just want to write it down. Because I totally relate to what you're saying, Amy, because I've tried so many different contact management systems, reminding systems, and all this other stuff. I even put our IT geniuses here at the Commando Show on. I'm like, find me something that I can keep track of. And when I tried all that stuff, and then it came down to I use like something like a composition pad. So I'm writing everything down.
Go back to basics.
Yes, exactly. You know, I write it down and then I move on. You mentioned Windows. Windows has this really great little app called OneNote. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it works really well. I mean, it stores all your notes, different types of content that you collected. You can organize them into sections and pages and containers. And it's really simple to do is that when you are in the app and you write, is that you just, on the draw tab, you just lasso select and then you drag over the handwriting you want to convert. And it does a really great job at converting it. It really does. I was super impressed with it.
That's great news.
Yeah, and it works on PC, iPhone, iPad, Android, Mac. It works all across the board, and it's free. Why is it free? Well, because they're going to give you 5 gigs of space. you know, and then after that, you're going to have to start paying. But I think, so before you go like to another level of this note taking, just try this, you know, just try OneNote. I've even tried, they have a, I don't know if you, in your research, you came across something called Remarkable. And
no, I had come across the OneNote, but past that, I had not come across anything else.
Well, OneNote's really good. Remarkable is actually like a bona fide tablet that you only write on. Okay. Doesn't have a lot of color, doesn't have color, doesn't have a lot of bells and whistles. You just take notes on it, and then it saves your handwritten notes out into the cloud. Okay, the whole thing, by the time you buy the cover and you buy this device and the stylus, it's like $700. Okay. So I thought, okay, well, I, you know, because I'm using basically a composition pad and I'm supposed to be like the digital goddess, right? I mean, how embarrassing is this? Okay. That's like, you know, you're a veterinarian and you can't work on a cat or dog, right? I mean, what's going on? Right. Okay. So I shelled this $700 for this Remarkable, and it was so unremarkable. After a week, I gave it to my husband, who tried it for 2 weeks and loved it. And now it's sitting like on this pile, you know, your pile of gadgets. It's sitting on the pile of gadgets. Like, oh, why did we think this was a good idea? At what point did that seem so? Yes. Yeah, so I totally understand your need for like going back old school just a little bit. We're going to handwrite it. So give OneNote a shot. I think you're going to love it. And it actually does a pretty good job, but always keep in mind that if your handwriting isn't so good, it may not be as accurate as you want. And do let me know if that works out for you, Amy, and I appreciate your call. All right. This week's digital privacy tip are three creepy lists that show everything Google knows about you. First of all, Google knows every single place where you've been. It's on your timeline. Go to timeline.google.com, where we've got the other steps on how to do that. You can filter by specific days. So if you don't remember a restaurant that you visited, say a year ago, well, guess what? Google does. Let's see. You can also check Google Photos to see everything Google knows about you. It all comes in the metadata. This is the hidden data that's embedded within every picture that you take. Now, if you don't turn off location tracking for images, the photos will reveal where you actually stood when you took them. So we're going to tell you how to check your Google Photos on the app and on your browser. And then also, finally, number three on our list, your advertising interests. It's advertising personalization. And wow, if you haven't seen this, prepare to be shocked. It's advertising data from Google partners, Google's algorithms, personal information that you voluntarily added to Google. Maybe you didn't even know that you did that. So to check it all out, look no further by heading over to the Kim Komando Show homepage. That's KOMANDO.com, of course. And in the top right-hand corner, there's a link that says Kim's Show, and make sure you click that, and you'll have it right there at your disposal. All right, still to come this hour, we've got one big cyber mistake that you're making, and then later on this hour, still to come, another zero-day flaw was fixed in a major patch in a really big browser I need to tell you about. And, of course, we have more of your fantastic phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, if you're a regular listener of the Kim Komando Show, you know that I pass along a lot of tips, tricks, and secrets every single episode. So right now, if you go to komando.com/free guides, as a special thank you to you, our listeners, Windows or Mac, is that you can get a free guide. That's right. We're going to take your tech know-how to the next level. You're going to have search tricks, keyboard shortcuts, quick photo editing without downloading any extra programs, messaging shortcuts. And also, we have a ton of free downloads, safe free downloads in these guides for Windows and also Mac OS. So to get your free guide right now, limited time offer, so hurry up and do it now. Head over to komando.com/free guide, KOMANDO.com/free guide. All right, before I go back to all of your phone calls, there's one big cyber mistake that you're making, talking about when you just click agree to anything. I mean, I know what you're saying. Kim, I don't have time to read all the cyber services terms and conditions or the app. Nobody does. It's not realistic to think that you're going to go in there and read every single word. But the next time you run into a privacy policy, terms and condition, terms of a service agreement, what I want you to do is to use a keyboard shortcut to search for specific words. On your Windows PC, it's Control F. On a Mac, Command F. And type in terms like third party, GPS, tracking, data. And then you can get a good quick look about how maybe your data may be being used. All right, let's see. Mary in Ventura, California. Hi there, Mary. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kim. Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yep, I sure can. Oh, how can I help you out?
Okay, I read your column in the Ventura County Star, and I get a lot out of it, and so thank you for that. But I can't find any answers. I had a horrible day when I missed a flight when I was traveling in Croatia and Turkey, and they routed my plane up to Frankfurt, Germany, where I got stuck and I missed my flight. And then I couldn't get into the Wi-Fi. I know that you're supposed to put the phone on airplane mode, and there were two available Wi-Fi sites, but neither one, it just, you know, the little round thing kept spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And all I could do was just wait to get a hotel room, because there was... It wasn't just me. It was the whole place. I think there was a lightning storm or something, and they were downing all these flights, and I think that it was just overused. That's what some people I've talked to have said. Well, it was probably because I have consumer cellular. I was probably at the bottom of the list for being able to get on to the Wi-Fi. But then so, other people were like, well, you should have had a SIM card. And I'm like, yeah, but I was only in Germany for an hour and a half.
Yes, that's, yeah, that doesn't make, you're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you're just doing a layover, right? I mean,
right.
And just having a little stop there. Consumer cellular, I will tell you, it's not the best service to have when you're overseas. Okay. I mean, I know it's cheap. And you can have, I'm surprised that you weren't able to get it on, but maybe if there was a lightning storm and the cell phone priority with different networks, of course, German telcos are going to have a higher priority than even Verizon or AT&T. But their costs are actually pretty high. It's 30 cents per talk minute, and I think it's 10 cents per text message. But, you know, in those situations, it may be best if you know that you may be running into an issue, and especially right now because it seems like, oh, my gosh. I mean, every other day there's always news about, what, 1,000 flights being canceled, 4,000 flights? I mean, we're not talking like 10 flights, right? I mean, we're talking about like major disruptions.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that you may be best served if you think that and you're running into a time constraint where somebody has to pick you up, is that you call your carrier and you say, listen, I just want to put me on the international plan for one day. And maybe that's just your travel day. The international plan is about $10 a day for unlimited calling, texting, and data. And you only pay if you use it, by the way. AT&T's international day pass is also $10 a day. I'm not sure what it is with consumer cellular, or even if they have one, because I'm not a customer. But I do know, like with T-Mobile, they have an international. So that day that you're traveling is that you put that international plan into effect. You just call the carrier, you tell them you want that plan. It's like, again, it's only cost you $10. Now, about the SIM card, you know how the SIM card works?
Well, not exactly. Some friends that I met in Europe had bought one the day that I happened to miss, because I missed the flight in Frankfurt. And so they were all happy as could be wandering around Turkey. They could communicate with each other and text and do everything they wanted to do because they had SIM cards. But I don't think it would have worked in Frankfurt.
Yeah, because, see, then you... Well, you would have had to have gotten a SIM card. You can also buy them at the airport. Okay. And so basically you're going to take out your SIM card and you're going to put in the SIM card for that country so that this way that phone thinks it's going to only work on that German network. But again, if you were only there for an hour, that seems to be kind of a major hassle to go get a SIM card just because you missed your layover, missed your flight, things like that. Well, you could have done that at the time, I guess, if you had plenty of time to do that. But the new thing is with eSIM cards. And so the newer iPhones, I think since iPhone 11 and thereon, they have eSIM cards, electronic SIM cards. So you don't need to actually take a SIM card out to put a SIM card in. Is that you just buy an eSIM card and then you add it to your cellular plan by just scanning the QR code. And so, you know what, with so many people traveling this summer, let me go ahead and make a note to put a tip together about SIM cards, eSIM cards, and also those daily plans. Those international daily plans. And so let me see if I can make a note. Danielle, since you are radio fairy back in Phoenix, if you could make a little note for us to remember to do a tip about that, I'd really appreciate it. And that is now Danielle's official title. She is not our technical director. I gave her a new title this morning. She's now the beautiful radio fairy. Let's see. Claudia in San Luis Obispo. Hi there, Claudia.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. What's going on?
Well, I'm involved with this group called Women in the Outdoors, and we have an event once a year. We hold it out at Kamada Ranch in Santa Margarita, and last year we had to close registration early because we sold out at 110, 115 ladies. What it is, wow. They sign up for classes, and then we have to assign them to the class they signed up for or what's available. So it's being done by hand up to this point. This is our 9th annual.
And Claudia, so, we've talked before. I've looked this up for you.
Several years ago.
Because I remember the Santa Margarita. You know why I remember the Santa Margarita? Because of the Pinot Grigio, Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio. Wow, this is so cool. She goes to Santa Margarita, my favorite Pinot Grigio. I know it's in Italy. I was just kidding. Okay.
It works.
So here's what we need is that you need to have specialty software to do this that does attendee management, badge management, right? Barcode, event scheduling, so registration management, social, and then you want to do polls and ticketing and email marketing. You know, all this stuff is built into one. And so what's really great, Claudia, is that there are programs that are made just to do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that you sign in, you buy software as a service. So you don't have to have anybody come install this onto your computer. Just sign in and use it. And it's really simple to use. So what I'm going to do is I have a link that will show you three different types of these programs. And I want you to look at it. Then if that doesn't work for you, we're going to go ahead and put this on the message board as well in the Commando community so that if anybody else has any recommendations that we can help Claudia out, take her women's retreat to the next level in Santa Margarita where we all drink Pinot Grigio all day long. So Claudia, hang on. Amber's going to give you that link. And then everybody else, stay right here because we've got a great tip coming up. All right. If you have a sense of deja vu, haven't we talked about this before? Yes. I'm talking about zero-day flaws. And they come and if you don't patch it immediately, that the hackers and the crackers and the scammers and will totally get in there. Well, the big one is this past week with Chrome. A successful attack would crash your computer and then bypass all your computer security system when they could totally take it over. So if you haven't updated Chrome lately, matter of fact, any browser, just go do it right now. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. Okay, I like to start with something interesting, and the magical number here is 9. Remember that, 9. News is out this past week that Elon Musk has had a set of twins with a Ms. Zillis who worked for him at Neuralink. That's the company that he owns that's working on brain and AI and all that other good stuff. And he had the twins a few weeks before he had a daughter with Claire Bouchard, better known as the musician Grimes, through surrogate. They called their daughter Y, and they have a son nicknamed X. Makes sense. Then Elon Musk has a set of twins and a set of triplets with his first wife, Justine Musk. And Musk says on Twitter that he's just helping the underpopulation crisis. And speaking of population, I actually looked it up. Are we really in a crisis? Well, actually, we kind of are. Population gains attributable to natural increase rose as high as 1.1 million. In 2016 to 2017. It dropped to 677,000 in 2019 and 2020. Then again, it dropped to 148,000 in 2020 to 2021. Now, so he is helping us populate the world, I guess. What country has the fastest growing population? Do you know what that answer? What country has the fastest growing population? It's Ireland. It's Dublin every year. Sometimes I just crack myself up. Welcome to another hour of America's most trusted source about all things digital. It's the largest show about all things digital. It's the largest tech show on the radio in the universe, as a matter of fact. It's called The Kim Komando Show. And you can find us on over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're streaming, of course, in your favorite radio app and your favorite streaming app. And also, you can find us on Alexa and all these other places. And we're also streaming as a podcast and as a webcast over at getkim.com. And it costs just a few bucks a month. And after that, you also get access to the community and some exclusive free ebooks and good things. like that. So if you want to support the show, support our advertisers, as well as sign up over at getkim.com. All right, let's start this out with five things that you need to know about a consumer tech that's going to keep you up to date, make a difference on how you spend your money, how you use your devices. And we're going to start with Amazon Prime. Now, if you're an Amazon Prime member, it's not cheap. It's $139 a year, right? But it has a ton of perks. You get free shipping. You get music, videos, movies, unlimited online photo storage. You get Prime Video. And I don't know if you know this, but this is really fantastic, is the Amazon household. What that means is that you can share your Amazon Prime membership perks with 2 adults, 4 teens, and 4 adults. Yeah, that's a lot. And parents, you can use the Amazon household to approve your teen's orders or set up parental controls on kids' content. So if you're a husband and wife and boyfriend, girlfriend, you guys are paying for Amazon Prime separately. You really don't need to do that. Just set up a household account. But now there's a new perk. All Prime members in the U.S. will now get access to 1 year of Grubhub Plus membership. It typically costs $10 a month for free. So if you're like, what is Grubhub? Okay, if you don't know what it is, oh my gosh, Grubhub is where you can get food delivered to your house from your favorite restaurants. Just put it like that. And to get your free Grubhub Plus membership, you have to go to the official perk page, which we have at commando.com. I had Amazon to activate the offer. If you already have Grubhub Plus, is that you can also claim the freebie. Now, well, here's what I want you to remember, though. It's free now. Okay, you're not going to pay $10 a month for it. But what happens a year from now? Ah, yes, your marketing brain came on, because that's when Amazon's going to start charging you $10 a month, $120 a year. So what I do is when I get these free memberships is that I make a note on my calendar a year from now, make sure that I cancel the Grubhub Plus service if I'm not using, because otherwise, again, you're going to be charged $120. All right, number two on our list is Twitter bots are taking over. How about a little refresher for just a moment? You might remember Elon Musk, yeah, the guy with the 9 kids, has offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion, a little bit more than I would pay. And he said that he's going to walk on the deal if the company can't show how many fake spam accounts that it really has. Now, Twitter themselves say that the fake accounts are about less than 5% of its daily active users. So Twitter came out this past week with a number of spam accounts. So how many spam accounts do you think that Twitter removes every single day? Twat, bots and things like that. How many different spam accounts? Anybody want to guess? Okay, if you're in the chat, make sure you put a number in. That number is Twitter removes 1 million spam accounts each and every day. Wow. So Musk says that less than 5% is more like 20%. Now, the good news is that Elon Musk is turning Twitter's headquarters into a homeless shelter. The bad news is it only houses 28 characters or less. Get that. all right. You can follow me at twitter.com/KimCommando. twitter.com/KimCommando. Number three on our list of five things that you need to know, Edge is on the edge. If you're using Microsoft Edge, pay attention, listen up. They just released a major Edge browser update. It patches this big problem. Basically, the hackers can launch attacks and take full control of your computer. Yeah, it's a bad one. They say that the attack is in the wild and spreading so fast that you have to move too. So here's a little tech insider fun fact for you. This was actually a flaw in the Chromium project. Mm-hmm. The Chromium project? The Chromium project is the open source code that Google's Chrome browser is built upon. Now, Microsoft uses the same Chrome browser code for the Edge browser. Wow. Okay. So bug that affects one affects the other. So Google just patched recently that whole problem in Chrome. And so Microsoft's like, oh, dang it. We got that one too. So to update Microsoft Edge, 3 horizontal dots, upper right of the menu, choose help feedback, and then about Microsoft Edge. You may already have downloaded it. And if you don't, make sure that you get it while you're thinking about it. Do it now. Number four on our list is that CVS is now adding a new way for you to read the labels on your prescriptions. Well, not really read. You can listen to them. To better assist folks who are blind or visually impaired, they have this called the Spoken Rx audio prescription labels at 1,700 pharmacy locations around the country. So basically, you use your smartphone camera to scan special RFID labels on prescription bottles, and then it reads it out loud, including dosage information. Isn't technology wonderful? It works in both English and Spanish. It's a free service also at the CVS's inside Target stores. So if you're interested in using SpokenRx, you have to enroll over the phone or in person. And then once you have it all set up, CVS is going to start adding these special labels to your prescription bottles. Isn't that something? Then you just open the CVS app, and then you can go to the pharmacy section and tap the special RX icon. You hold the label within 4 inches of your phone. You scan it. And if you don't have a smartphone, not a problem. CVS is going to give you a free standalone speaker. Now, the only caveat is that SpokenRx only works with CVS labels and no other pharmacy labels at this time, but I bet you they're going to roll it out. And finally, the last thing on our list of five things that you need to know, who uses Windows 98 anymore? Does anybody use Windows 98 anymore? Well, guess what? The Martians do. You know, I always remind you to keep your devices and gadgets updated just like that. But let's go back in time. Let's go back in history. On June 2nd, 2003, the European Space Agency began a mission to explore signs of water on Mars. Because if there's water, then maybe there could be life. So the spacecraft that is running the whole gig runs on software developed using Windows 98, which was still popular at the time of the launch, 2003. In case you're wondering, Microsoft dropped support of Windows 98 in 2006. So that's 2003 to 2006. So they say they have to upgrade Windows 98 on this spaceship. But the spaceship is 140 million miles away. Okay. So probably by the time they get the whole update done, and we'll be on Windows 22, but that's okay. We're on Windows 11 now. Could you imagine updating? If you thought that your Windows update was so frustrating, gosh, check this out. I mean, it would be 140 million miles away. 140 million miles away. You know, I think it's so great that we are exploring Mars, I mean, to see if it could be an alternate planet. But really, though, if they wanted to find water on Mars, they just need to send me to play a game of golf. That's it. So many balls lost. So many golf balls lost. Okay, coming up in this jam-packed hour, we've got so much that you don't want to miss. We're going to tell you how you can use your voice to control your TV. Yeah, we don't deal with that remote anymore. We have brand new or not true. Okay, I'm spoiler. It's a tough one. And then in our digital life hacks, if you're sick of streaming services, how to find and record your shows for free. Talk about how to buy gift cards at a discount or sell the ones that you don't want. And also, we have Google search alternatives to tell you about that will respect your privacy. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, that is a special thank you for listening to the Kim Komando Show and your support of all of our programming, podcasts, and website, and newsletters, and more, is that we're offering you a free Windows or Mac guide. Just have to head over to komando.com/free guide. Select Windows or Mac. Once again, that's komando.com/free guide. And get it now, because it's a limited time offer. All right. How about we start with Kenneth in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Kenneth.
Hi.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Fantastic. What's going on?
In one of Kim's columns, he talked about the need for protecting yourself online, and she used the term incognito browser, and I'm wondering what that is and why it's necessary.
Now, you know, Kenneth, you're calling me in the third person. You're talking to me, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right, because you're saying, like, she did this, and that was actually me. So incognito browser window, let's talk about what that is. In incognito, when you're using the web in your browser, and sometimes it's called private mode or whatever, think about everything that when you're not in incognito that is given away. But when you are in incognito, none of your browsing history, all those cookies and site data, the information that are entered into forms are actually saved on your device. This means that your activity doesn't show up in your browser history. So the people who use your computer, and maybe you share one or your device, your laptop, what have you, is they're not going to be able to see where you go. In addition to that, these people that track you and these companies that track you, they won't be able to track you either. Now, this doesn't mean that you're totally anonymous. This doesn't mean that that there's nothing that somebody else might able to see if you're on incognito, because that somebody else is actually your what? Your internet service provider. And so they see every single thing that you do. So when you're using an incognito browser window, okay, it's really easy to open up that window. If you're using Windows, Chrome, or Linux, you just press Control-Shift-N, Control-Shift-N. Of course, there's always menu options as well off the browser. I like to always use shortcuts. And on a Mac, you want to hit Command-Shift-N, Command-Shift-N. And so that's how you open up your incognito mode, your Windows, and then it really is something that if you're trying to really get into using the internet privately and securely using incognito, really does make a heck of a lot of sense. But it's not the only thing, right? Because when we start talking about incognito, is that we really want to say, well, what else can we do to anonymize our data and to protect our privacy? Because gosh knows we don't have a lot of privacy left anymore. Well, that's where you want to use a VPN, a virtual private network. And we use VPN for short because, you know, everything in the internet and online is always shortened up. But what a VPN does is it actually gives you this tunnel, if you want to think of it that way, an encrypted tunnel. So as you're going from point A to point B, is that somebody can't see and intercept that data because the VPN is making that tunnel so secure and your data is so private on that. So again, that's what incognito does in the browser, but that's not the only thing. That's why I always stress that you want to use a VPN, because a VPN is really important. Of course, you know, the favorite VPN here on the Kim Komando Show is ExpressVPN. They've been a longtime sponsor of the show. I use it on all my devices. And if you go to expressvpn.com/Kim, you're going to get an extra 3 months free, because these data brokers not only sell your data to advertisers, but they're also selling it to the Department of Homeland Security and also the IRS. So you can mask your online identity, your activity with using ExpressVPN, and get an extra 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. All right, here's a great tip. And I have a rule. Let me tell you, if you ever want to send me email, if the email is going to take me longer than a minute to read, or if the email is going to take me longer than a minute to write, either you should call me or I should call you, or we're going to send a video meeting invite instead. And if you're still fumbling around with your TV's remote control buttons, I'm totally here to save your day. Now, you may not have ever noticed that your TV or cable company's remote control has a microphone or a voice button. Yes, it does. Well, it's time for you to start using it. No longer do you have to hunt through the guide to find a channel or a program or a movie to watch. So sweet. Just hit the microphone or the voice button and bam, you are in the future. Your television will just do as you command. You can browse apps, movie shows, check the weather, get sports scores, launch content or more using only your voice. Now, I can't give you the directions here to set it up on every single TV. I mean, it depends on your TV, your cable provider. You can just Google how with your make and model, use voice controls, and then you can thank me later. Hey, you want to stay right where you are, because coming up, we have brand new or not true. Let's just see how smart you are here on the Kim Komando Show. Yes, it is time for a brand new or not true. And I dreamt up this game show several years ago after looking at so many new tech products saying, whoa, what was that about? Why were they thinking? And that was really great. I should have thought about that myself. So when playing brand new or not true, I present you, the home listener, along with a very, very special guest contestant with three gadgets in the tech world. Two are fake, one is real. Two are fake. I completely make them up myself. Two are fake and one is true. Now, you'll notice that there's no names for these tech products given because some people have known to cheat. So we totally eliminated that possibility by not giving out any names of the products. And the winner gets an official, well, it's a big deal, an official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. And, you know, people say all the time, like, Kim, how can I get a fanny pack? I'm like, unless you play brand new or not true, you're not going to get it. And let's see, joining us this week is Carol, and she comes to us from Alpena, Michigan. Hi there, Carol.
Hi. Hello.
So what do you do there in Michigan?
I'm retired, so I just kind of... Yes, enjoying the northern Michigan.
Excellent, excellent. So, are you feeling like you're going to, like, win this week?
I'm hoping to.
Okay, all right, okay. So, there's going to be three products, And two are fake, one's real. It's up for you to determine which is the real product. So let's get started with product number one, Carol. Do you play an instrument? Do you play any musical instruments, Carol?
No.
No? Okay. Well, now you can play the drums. That's right. You can play your drums on an iPad or Android tablet with smart drumsticks. You just fire up an app, pull out your smart drumsticks, and rock out like your favorite vegetables beats. Made from state-of-the-art conductive elastomeric materials, the drumsticks are flexible, safe, and sensitive enough for rocking out on your tablet without damaging. You can play drums like a professional, Carol. Work up with almost any percussion app like Drum Smart, Drum Pad, Drums Deluxe, Icon Drum, Dum Dum Drum Drum, and many more. Great for drum practice, playing live gigs, making drum backing tracks. It's perfect for the kids who actually want to get into drums, because just remember, when the kids say, "When I grow up, I want to be a drummer," you have to remind them that they cannot do both. $15 for the smart drumsticks. Product number two. Do you like camping, Carol?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We like camping. Camping is a lot of work, isn't it? When it comes time to setting up the tent, you got to get the poles, the stakes, getting it all lined up, putting on the rain fly. It's a headache, especially in the dark. For years, they've had quicker options like pop-up tents, but it still takes some work. Enter the new smart hands-free camping tent. Hands-free because that's what it is. Inside the tent vestibule is a machine learning-based processor that controls the connected yet still lightweight aluminum poles. Just open the bag, tap two buttons on the app, and the tent begins to build itself with quick corner technology. Takes about 5 minutes. The hands-free camping tent Sleep 6 comes with a charger that plugs into your car, weighs about 18 pounds, and it works great because otherwise setting up this tent would be too intense. $699. And finally, product number three. Do you need to lose a few pounds, Carol? We all do. Do you?
Yep.
Okay.
I sure do.
Well, you know, diet and exercise, that's what everybody likes to say. That this new tech won't get your butt in the gym, but it will help you make better food choices. Augmented reality tech is great, especially when it comes to special glasses that overlay directions and trip-related information. But now we have these new AR glasses that are a virtual health coach. It identifies food and tries to steer you away for more healthy food choices. So when you're about to eat, you put on your AR glasses. It identifies the food is, then counts the calories in the app on your phone. You might get a "try this instead" message if it's looking at unhealthy food. So let's say you pick up a Snickers bar. Your AR glasses will flash red and show you a picture of an apple instead. Pick up a glass of rosé wine, and you're shown a vodka and soda with lime, because after all, there are no carbs. These concept glasses are going to go into production this fall for $400, a $6 fee each month for the health-related updates and reminders of the app. Heck, it's a lot better than the Dolly Parton diet. I don't know if you heard about the Dolly Parton diet, but it's Jolene. That's right. It's the Jolene diet, the Jolene. All right. Okay, so we've got three products. Yeah, Jolene. Yes, that was it. We got three products. So we've got product number one, the smart drumsticks. Product number two is the hands-free camping tent. Product number three is the AR diet glasses. So pressure's on, Carol. Which is the real product? Which is the real product?
I'm going to go with two.
The hands-free camping tent. Okay, let's see what our judges say.
Uh-oh.
No, no. Carol.
Was it number one?
Yes. It was number one. That's right. $15 smart drumsticks you can get, Carol. Be all set for that. Okay, so, all right, so I'll give you one more. What do you call the Beatles drummer when he's in Mexico? What do you call the Beatles drummer when he's in Mexico? You know?
No clue.
Gringo Starr. All right, I'm sorry. That's enough. I got it. All right. So you have a question for me. I know it. How can I help you out?
Well, I have poor internet reception here, and I get a lot of dropped calls on my cell phone or even on my landline. And I have been told by different people that have come out here, like IT people or, you know, setting up, that it's my cement fiber board on the house. And I don't know if they are just pulling my leg or if that's really true.
Well, anytime you make it, anytime you use cement and Wi-Fi in the same sentence, that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing like a really good dedicated drop when you really need to have a strong internet line. Because I have a house in California that's a modern house, and it's made of steel and steel roof. You know, it's one of those modern houses with just glass and steel. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I mean, you couldn't get a Wi-Fi signal in here if you were having like aluminum foil on your head. It just didn't want to work. I mean, it's like a Faraday cage. So what we had to do is actually spend the money and put dedicated Cat 6 drops into each of the rooms so that this way we don't have to worry about Wi-Fi like that. So who's your provider?
I had HughesNet. Yeah,
and
rural, so I'm and I do have trees around me, but where the house is, and it's a ranch, it's about 2,100 square feet. You know, I do have quite a bit of an area that's clear, but I just have had nothing but, you know, and it's frustrating because.
So are you going to get Starlink?
I am yes. It's
okay, all right.
Process.
Okay. Okay, Starlink is going to be really good for you because the satellite's going to put outside the home and then it's going to be connected to a repeater inside of your house, okay?
Okay, okay.
Now what I want you to do is when you get Starlink, they have something called an Ethernet adapter. And what that means is that you're going to be able to use your own router, and also what I'd like you to do with that size house, especially because you have the cement fiberboard inside, is to start looking at a mesh system. Eero 6, E-E-R-O 6, is a really great mesh system that I've used with tremendous success. And again, it's Eero and Amazon actually bought the company. But Eero 6, they make these mesh networks. And we also have some recommendations for some routers and some mesh networks over inside commando.com. So if you go to commando.com/router quiz. And so if you're looking for any type of new routers, our IT geniuses, John and Jeremy, they put together this tremendous quiz. I'm telling you that if you're looking for a new router for your house, I mean, gosh, I can't remember. It was a couple of weeks ago, a guy called in. I don't know if you remember this call or not, but he had the same router for 10 years. Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's a long, long time. Many new standards since then. So if you need a new router, you're not sure what to buy, we just ask you some basic questions, and then we recommend the router based on your answers. And so it's using a little bit of artificial intelligence and just down-home common tech sense, really. So go to commando.com/router quiz, commando.com/router quiz. Carol, thanks for playing along. Sorry you didn't win. It's the smart drumsticks. The smart drumsticks. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital life hacks tip. And this week is brought to you by SimpliSafe. I believe home security, your home should be the safest place on earth for every family. That's why I use and I recommend SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe is advanced, truly advanced whole home security that puts you, your home, and your family safety first. SimpliSafe offers comprehensive protection not only against intruders and burglary, but against expensive home hazards from flooding to fires. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe agents take action the moment that a threat is detected, dispatching police or first responders in an emergency. And this, listen to this is fabulous. SimpliSafe uses proprietary video verification technology so that monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat in order to get higher priority 911 dispatch. Monitoring plans are affordably priced at just $1 a day, no long-term contracts, no hidden fees. And you can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at SimpliSafeKim.com. Once again, that's SimpliSafeKim.com. Now, you go today, you can claim a free indoor security camera plus get 20% off with interactive monitoring. That's SimpliSafeKim.com, SimpliSafeKim.com. All right. Streaming isn't for everyone, especially if you have to start looking at all these subscription costs and then all these different services that you are subscribed to. And then you're sitting there like, okay, how do I record my streaming shows if I really want to? And how to record the local news because I cut the cable? And it seems to be one of the most commonly asked questions that we get here on the Kim Komando Show. So what we did is we put together a really how-to guide, how you attach a simple antenna to your TV to find free live content in HD from the popular networks. But you have to find the right antenna. There are amplified antennas. These are large and powerful, meant to be used inside houses with medium strength signals. There are unamplified antennas. They have a shorter range. They're simpler and they're cheap. Large outdoor antennas, this is, of course, where you have a weak signal coming from the TV antennas. So we rounded up some of the best options that you can get. Antennas priced anywhere from $30 to $140 that you can point and click in, on this tip, and you can take a look at. But then there's also something else you need. You can use a special site to find out when your shows are on and search for it. And then how do you record your shows? That's always a big question. Well, you can use an over-the-air DVR to record your shows and manage your TV schedules. And it comes with Wi-Fi, live streaming capabilities. Some of these hold up to 75 hours of programming or even up to 150 hours. And so to check all this out, if you're trying to figure out antennas and streaming and record your programming, is head over to komando.com. And when you're there, just hit the link that says Kim Show. All righty. Still to come, we have more of your fantastic phone calls. And then we're going to talk about how you can buy gift cards at a discount or sell the ones that you don't want. And then later on, we have some Google search alternatives. If you want to take back some of your privacy, we have more of your phone calls coming up here on the Kim Komando Show. Speaking of quick tips, let's talk about this. Don't Google discount gift cards. Okay, you're going to end up at a scam site. If you want to sell your discounted gift cards, go to CardCash or Raise.com. Once again, that's CardCash.com, Raise.com. We have more information about that at the website. Linda in beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Hi there, Linda.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm traveling to Israel in October, and
nice.
I'll be there for 12 days. Unfortunately, I have to do some work in the evening, so I'll be bringing my laptop. And I looked online, and I could not figure out if my Toshiba laptop would work and what accessories I might need.
Okay.
You know, like an adapter or a converter, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you're going to need, in Israel, the power plugs and sockets are what they say, type C and H. Okay. And the voltage is 230. The frequency is 50 hertz. But one of the really great things that they're selling right now is it used to be like you'd have to carry these big bulky adapters, you know, from country to country. But now what they have is one universal travel adapter. And it's really very, very innovative, Linda. I don't know if you've seen these. But like you move like levers up and down and it will and for whatever country that you're going to. So this like one adapter works in 150 different countries. Okay. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, the one that I'm thinking of is like it has four USB ports, which is so nice. And mm-hmm. then it has another USB port to charge your phone. And so you don't have to worry about carrying all these different adapters for all your different gadgets because you can just plug them all into this one bad boy. And then it also has overload protection with an 8-amp fuse. And so that this way you're not going to worry about like frying any of your gadgets. So what I'm going to do is we're going to email you a link to this, Linda, this particular
okay.
adapter. And then for everybody else is I will post a link to it over inside the Komando community. So if you go to komando.com/community, go to the Q&A forum on the left-hand side. And then that's where you can take a look at the best universal travel adapter. Really, really have come such a long way with these over the years. And have a great safe trip, Linda. Really, it's wonderful. I can't wait to go to Israel myself someday. All right, stay right where you are. We have some Google search alternatives that respect your privacy to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, if you're tired of being tracked by Google and sharing your entire life with one company, there are some alternatives. I'm sure you heard about DuckDuckGo. It's entire gimmick is lack of user tracking. I don't know about you, but I don't find DuckDuckGo to give me the best search results. That's why I use StartPage. It's also focused on privacy. StartPage actually pays Google for use of its search algorithm, so I think that those results are a lot better than DuckDuckGo. Now, Dogpile has been around forever and ever and ever, It will search through any type of request that you provide. And then there's finally Ecosia. Ecosia takes its ad revenue and plants trees. And so far, it has planted over 100 trees. And so if you're looking for, 100 million trees. I thought that was low. If you want that list, head over to the website, commander.com. Stay right where you are. We have another hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. I'd like to start with something fun, and for this we turn to Reddit, where the subject of whether UFOs have landed is just a big heated debate. I mean, some of the questions are like, why don't UFOs land anymore? I love some of the responses. Has technology and camera phones scared away our visitors from stopping off on our land? Is that right? I mean, then we also have somebody else. Plenty of videos of them flying, but nothing of them crashing. Has anyone have any footage of them actually walking around the planet? A few of my favorite answers. No wonder aliens don't want to land. God forbid they end up in a TikTok video. Or how about this one? Have you seen the cost of fuel lately here on Earth? Neptune is just a third of the cost. I know. But I always think it's interesting. Whenever there's a UFO in the sky, you know, and two people see it, the conversation must go something like this. Like person one says, hey, I see a UFO up there in the sky. Take a picture, take a video right now. Person number two says, wait, I have to get like the worst camcorder and the worst camera that I have in my possession so that this way I can do it. I mean, all the pictures are always so grainy. What's up with that? And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we pass along week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. Yes, you can do that. I'm, of course, Kim Komando. It's the nation's largest show, the most trusted source. And, of course, you can find us in over 420 top stations from coast to coast. And we're always streaming in your favorite radio app. Or you can find us streaming 24/7 with a whole bunch of archives, 3 months, as a matter of fact. So if you feel like you missed something, you can go back and listen again or watch again over at GetKim.com. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that if you ever have a question, you can always drop it to me on our website. Head over to commando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about futures. What's happening in consumer tech in the future? And the future is near with iOS 16 for all you Apple fans. Coming later this year, the new iOS has some brand new features. Now, let's talk about that for just a second. For starters, the lock screen has been completely updated. So you can actually change the color, the front of the clock, the calendar. And so when your phone is locked, you're going to have widgets. So you'll be able to see your calendar, your activity rings, your reminders, good things like that. But this is kind of fun. You can set a photo gallery that can be cycled between during the day so you can see photos when your phone is locked instead of just like that dark screen. Also on your home screen, there's going to be live activities. So you can see without having to open your phone, love this, how far the Instacart or DoorDash or Uber is from your house, the current scores of a game, good things like that. Moving on to iMessages, and this is getting a lot of heat online, whether or not it's truly a good idea. So you send a message to somebody. Now with iOS 16, you can go back and edit it. Is that such a good idea? I mean, I think we've all known that if you make a typo, you just put that asterisk and then whatever word it was, and then the person will figure it out. Well, now you'll be able to edit messages after they've been sent, but you will be able to mark a thread as unread, which is really handy. Apple Wallet is increasing, so it's not just going to be your credit cards and maybe your driver's license, depending on how much state you live in. But if you check into a hotel, it's that now the hotel room key is going to be inside your wallet too. And Apple is now getting into the buy now, pay later, so that within the wallet, you can pay for items in 4 equal payments. Little safety tip, folks, is that if you can't afford it, you probably shouldn't buy it. It's kind of like putting that stuff on layaway. You remember how that used to work. The interest rates are so high. And finally, they're a little late to the game with Apple Maps, but you can have multi-stop routing. Google's had that for a while. Is that where you can go set up a couple of spots where you need to go during the day, and then it will give you the best route to get there? And CarPlay is getting a major, major overhaul. Thank goodness for that. All right. Speaking of Apple, number two on our list, watch for a new watch this fall. Is that a phone on your wrist or is that a watch? It's going to look like a phone. They're getting bigger and bigger. The new Apple Watch is going to be set to be released later this year, the Apple Watch 8. Rumor has it is that the screen is almost 2 inches diagonal and has a resolution of 410 by 502. How does this compare? Well, it's about 7% more real estate than the current Apple Series 7. Some other features that it's going to have. So if you are in the market for an Apple Watch, you might want to wait. It's going to have a more shatter-resistant screen. Of course, better battery, thank goodness. It's going to be made from metal stronger than aluminum. And the big deal is that everybody's talking about, it's going to detect whether or not you have a fever. So this way, if you're getting sick, you'll know before you actually get sick. And it's going to do a better job if you're a hiker or swimmer. You know, and I got this question the other day in my email. You know, a person wanted to know if they could actually wear their Apple Watch in the shower. You can, but no soaps, shampoos, conditioners, lotions, or perfumes, because that will negatively affect the water seals and they say the acoustic membranes. And definitely no pictures of you in the shower with your watch, because that could cause selfie steam issues. Selfie steam issues. I crack myself up. All right. Number three, connect to a satellite with your wrist. What? Well, one of the biggest rumors that we've been talking about since before the Apple 13 was released, the iPhone 13, is that it would have satellite connectivity. And so this way that if you're in an area that doesn't have good cell phone coverage, you'd still be able to make a call to emergency or at least find your Uber. Well, the iPhone is about ready to get it, as well as the Apple Watch, maybe satellite connectivity. That's right. It's not a feature that you're going to use every day in your watch or your phone, and it's not better for calls or for internet. It's really there in just an emergency situation when you're outside typical cellular coverage areas, so you'd still be able to make a call. We already have this technology in Garmin, as well as that Spot satellite that I recommend when you go hiking. Instead of going hiking alone, you carry that Spot with you so you can hit a button and then somebody can find you if you get lost or you get hurt or something like that. It's not too difficult from a hardware standpoint to add connectivity to the iPhone, but I don't know how they're going to make it small enough to fit inside that Apple Watch. We'll see what they come up with. And when asked if satellite radio would be included, they scoffed and they said, oh, you can't be serious. All right. Number four, speaking of watches, don't buy a brand new Galaxy watch either right now, because Samsung is coming out with two new watches. That's right, two. First up is the Galaxy Watch 5 Pro, which is replacing the Galaxy Watch 4 Classic. Rumor mill is that that rotating physical bezel is gone. It comes, only comes in one size, 45 millimeter. They have, still have the standard Galaxy Watch 5 physical buttons to the push to the right of the screen. But it's going to have LTE connectivity, GPS, and 5 ATM of water resistance. They might be saying that, what exactly is 5 ATM of water resistance? I'm so glad that you asked. It means that the whole watch is going to keep working at a depth of 164 feet up to 10 minutes at a time. Think about that, 164 feet. I don't know if any of you guys and gals scuba dive, but you know, once you get below like 50, 60, 70 feet, it gets really, really dark. And that's why anytime I scuba, I kind of hang out in like, you know, 35 to 50 or 60 feet under the water. 164 feet, that's pretty well down there. That is, for 10 minutes. This August is Samsung's annual summer Unpacked event. So we're also going to have some new Galaxy Pro earbuds, as well as, they say, a bunch of their flip and fold devices, their foldable devices, which, you know, for some reason, they really just haven't taken off, have they? So if you're looking, so bottom line here is that if you're looking to buy anything Apple, don't do it now between, say, this summer and probably September or October. And if you are in the Samsung camp, make sure you don't buy anything between now and August. All right. Finally, last on our list at number five, 2 billion users and still going strong. Okay, let me ask you a question. What app has 2 billion users? What app has 2 billion users? Anybody? Anybody? What app? That's right. WhatsApp. We're not answering the question again. WhatsApp has 2 billion users. And here are some other fun facts. You know, these numbers are just astounding when you think about it. I mean, not only does it have 2 billion users, I mean, I can't even imagine 2 billion people. I couldn't even imagine. But every single day, there are over 100 billion messages exchanged. Every single day, 100 billion. What a force this is. They say 22% of folks are on iOS, 73% on Android. Last year, I wasn't on this list. I feel so left out. Last year, there were 600 million downloads of WhatsApp, say that 10 times, making it the most downloaded app right under Facebook. So I looked all this up because when I read about this new feature that they're putting into WhatsApp, I was like, what's up with that? They're finally putting out an update pretty soon in privacy settings that will let you decide who can see you when you're using the app. It's called the My Contacts Accept setting, lets you control who can see when you last checked the app. The problem was is that it gave contacts a way to find out if you've seen their message, even if you turned off read receipts. So that's 2 billion people that are getting this privacy feature that I just would have guessed like would have been in there to begin with. My niece the other day asked me, you know, Tim, how did you manage life without Instagram, without Snapchat, without Twitter, without WhatsApp, without TikTok? Told her, hey, when I was young, we used to just keep all our useless information to ourselves. That's all. All right, coming up, we have how you can say what happens to your Google account. I know it's not a happy thought when you pass. We have a really great tip about how your email's being tracked. And I want to pass along the secret that advertisers don't want you to know. And we're going to give some tips on how you can get a complete stranger to actually read and respond to your email. And then later on, a Google Maps secret AR setting. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just want to pass along a quick tip about our free Komando guides. If you're not getting them, go get them right now while you're thinking about it. Head over to komando.com/free guides. And if you're on Windows, get the Windows guide. And if you're on Mac, get the Mac guide, of course. And it's a limited time offer, so we're going to start selling them over on Amazon. But I want to give you guys and gals a shot to get it for free. So head over to komando.com/free guides. You're going to learn at least a handful of great things. We have a list of free safe downloads in there for Windows and Mac as well. And again, they're absolutely free. Just head over to komando.com/free guide. Let's see. How about we start with Victoria in Prescott, Arizona. Hello there, Victoria.
Hello. It's such a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, thank you. You're so sweet. What's going on in Prescott?
Not much, but it's cooler up here.
Okay, so I got to ask you a question. Okay. So Prescott is spelled P-R-E-S-C-O-T-T. Now,
correct.
Is it Prescott or is it Prescott?
Depending on where you're from. I guess if it's California, it's Prescott. If you're from Arizona, it's Prescott.
Yes, Prescott. It's like biscuit, but you know, because I, you know, I always feel like, am I pronouncing it right? So anyway, so how can I help you out?
Thank you. I'm extremely frustrated with Apple and Verizon. I had to be told, as a lot of our us elderly people do, I had to be told by my niece that the iPhone 6 and 6S is going to go belly up by the end of the year. So I did some research. I was trying to find out if that was true or not. And I thought, why not go to the expert, Kim Komando?
I can Google it, but why bother? I'll just call Kim. I'm glad that you
did.
Okay.
Google. I did.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's all right.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Victoria. I mean, if I don't, that means I don't like you. You know, one of those things.
Of course.
All right. So, what is the oldest pair of shoes in your closet right now, Victoria?
Oh, dear. Probably 10 years old.
Okay. Pretty darn close to that Apple 6S that you got. It was released in
correct.
On September 25th, 2015. And Apple says they stopped supporting older phones because it just can't handle the new iOS. Okay. The 6 is gone. And the 6S is going to be gone this year. And again, because the phone's internal components can't handle or run the iOS effectively anymore. It's just too old. So you're going to have to go get a new phone. But don't buy a phone right now, okay? Because in September, we have brand new iPhones coming out. 4, as a matter of fact. And so when the new iPhones come out, guess what happens to the old ones? They get on sale, right? We like that. So,
yeah.
You know, So in September, when the new phones come out and everybody's spending $1,200, $1,500, me included, because I have to do that because I'm the digital goddess, you know, whatever. whatever, is that you're probably a good solid choice at that point would be like an iPhone 12. And, you know, I mean, if you don't necessarily need all the latest and greatest, then the iPhone 12 would be more than fine for you. It has beautiful cameras. You get the Pro, it's bigger, and it's got three extra cameras. That's totally up to you how you use it. Or if you just want to up the ante and just go for it, Victoria, you can do it. Just get the new iPhone 14. So, yeah, I'm sorry. The 6 is going away. Thank you for your call, though. Every week, nearly 40 billion job seekers visit LinkedIn. You can post a job for free and find qualified candidates for your business needs quickly with LinkedIn Jobs. Just head over to LinkedIn.com/Kim. 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 Terms and conditions apply. We have a great tip over on our website about how you need to set up your Google account for when you pass away. I know it's not happy. It's called the Inactive Account Manager. The Inactive Account Manager. So you can decide how long your account should be inactive before they say, okay, this person's gone. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up you don't want to miss. All right, coming up in just a few moments, your email's being tracked, and I'm going to pass along the secret that advertisers do not want you to know. And before we get to all of that and more of your fantastic phone calls, joining us here is our amazing content queen, Ali Seligman. And Ali, you're super excited for Prime Day? Yes?
You know it. I've got my cart ready. No, there's...
Me neither. I know.
For me, personally, there's not a lot I'm shopping for this year. And I know we talked about this. You feel the same, huh?
Yeah. Well, it just feels like a big marketing ploy, by the way. I mean, you know,
you don't
like,
say, Kim.
I know, it's like, you know, like Black Friday, that turned into like, bleh. You know, Cyber Monday, blah.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, we all sit here and say, okay, well, what are we going to buy for Christmas? And then we go to Amazon or birthdays or whatever it is. I mean, but are there truly some sales on Amazon? Because I know you did all the research.
There are. I have got some good stuff for you. Things you should do, should buy, shouldn't do, shouldn't buy. Because, yeah, there are some deals that are to be had. There are some things you definitely should not buy right now. You should wait till a different time of year. And I'll help you kind of parse through, okay, what's a good deal? What's a good discount? What's a good bonus? And what's not? Of course, we're talking about Prime Day. Really should be Prime Days, but I guess that doesn't have the same ring to it. This year, it is July 12th and 13th. You have to be an Amazon Prime subscriber. If you don't have a membership, a little tip for you, you can get 30 days of a free trial. So you don't even have to pay for it. You can cancel before it's up. So good way to get in on the sale if you don't already have that. And we are going to have a link to that over on commando.com where you can sign up for a free trial. Plus, I'll list all this stuff there for you just in case, you know, you don't remember every single tip I give.
What?
What? Okay.
Come on. I mean, a woman emailed us like this past week and said, okay, so Ali was on talking about lash extenders and recalls. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I loved that. That was weeks ago. I was talking about, class action lawsuits. And she said, I bought this stuff. It didn't work. What do I do? I sent her the link. Just go here. And she had a really sweet reply that, you know, you do so much for us. Thanks so much
that
for the
nice.
Service.
That was nice. Yeah. It was.
It was. I can't believe this. This is the 7th Amazon Prime Day. It's been around since 2015. We've all been giving Jeff Bezos our money for way too many Julys in a row. So I've got 7 tips for the seven years.
Excellent. Okay.
All right.
Number one,
shop the in-house brands. Far and away, the best deals on Amazon Prime Day are going to be Amazon's own products. If you've been waiting to get a new Kindle, an Echo, a Ring doorbell, whatever it is, now is the time to do it. If you want to update anything that's out of date, maybe you have one of those very old Echoes that I've warned you can be hacked if you still have a generation one Echo. Time to replace that. They actually get down to about 50% off Amazon's own wow. product. So that's as good as Black Friday deals. So best you're going to see for a while here. Number two, don't buy obsolete tech or tech from brands that you've never heard of before. I know a deal is nice. You find a TV, huge TV, a couple $100, or you find a laptop on a really good deal. Well, it's not such a great deal if the TV is a brand that you've literally never heard of before, or if the computer has an old processor in it and everything is outdated, right?
Or if it's a Chromebook that's going to be expiring in 6 months.
Exactly. So you don't want to spend money on something because you think, wow, what a great deal, but you're actually wasting money because you're going to need to replace it sooner than you would a better model anyway. Number three, make sure that you're actually getting a deal. So this is one of those age-old online shopping tricks, right? The price steadily goes up and up and up so that later it goes on sale and you think, oh my gosh, 70% off, 80% yes. off, 90% off. Well, it's only that cheap because they made the price so much higher to begin with. It's kind of hard to know, just looking at the page, did this happen? One thing that's really handy, you mentioned this earlier, Kim, is Camel, Camel, Camel. You can see price history.
It's the stupidest name in the entire world.
They just want to make us all say Camel, Camel, Camel. God. Yeah. But that is a really nice way to see, okay, how has this changed over time? Did it look like they gouged it right before Prime Day?
Exactly.
And that can be your little sign as a consumer. No, I'm going to stay away. I'm not going to buy that. All right, number four, check the grocery sales. Amazon has pretty decent prices on groceries, pantry items, cleaning supplies, all that kind of stuff. And that goes on sale for Prime Day too. So check that. Look for cleaning supplies, pet supplies. That's kind of my sale rule of thumb. If I'm going to buy it anyway, why not buy it now and save a little bit of money? So
yeah,
definitely one to look at. Number five, shop around. Yes, it's Amazon Prime Day, but all the other retailers
jump on board too.
Yes. I thought it was really interesting. This year, Walmart says they are not going to do their own competitor sale because the prices are already so low. They don't need to.
You know, I love that.
Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of like when I was, when I, my first job out of college was I worked for IBM.
Uh-huh.
And I went to IBM sales training. And so we go through this whole thing and, you know, now you have to like sit down and they do role playing. I mean, it's like, this was like a big deal.
Right.
And so I was supposed to be like in front of like some CEOs and stuff. And they were really just the trainers that worked for IBM. And I'll never forget this because I was trying to sell like an IBM mini computer to them. And so I was going through the whole thing about how like IBM was this, this, and this. And then one of the sales trainers guys, he says, well, you know, what about the Sperry computer? And I said, well, you know, the Sperry computer doesn't have this, this, this. And then he stopped me. He goes, no, you don't ever say that. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, you work for IBM, Kim Commando. And I said, yeah. And he said, the right answer is, you want to buy that? Then you should, but it's not IBM.
I love that. Just don't even entertain the possibility.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like, why would you even, why are you even making me go low like that? I'm not even going to do that. So it's like, so Walmart's doing the same thing. Like, forget
that. We're not going to play your games.
No.
So no Walmart sales, but there are big sales through Wednesday at Target, Macy's, Best Buy, all the big retailers. So shop around. You might actually find a better deal on what you want than on Amazon. Okay, number six, we have two more. Get some free money to spend. Okay, you can earn $20 in Prime Day.
I did it.
Did you? Good for you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I did it.
All you have to do is upload one photo to Amazon Prime Photos. And if you have a Prime subscription, comes free with your account. So all you have to do is upload one photo. You do have to turn on auto sync, but you can turn that off.
I uploaded a picture of an Amazon Prime box.
That is perfect.
It's like, okay, here's a photo I'm never going to miss my entire life.
There you go. That's perfect. So upload one photo, you get $20. There's another promo they've got going. You can earn $10, but this is like jumping through every hoop. You have to make a Prime eligible purchase over $10. You have to stream a show on Prime Video. You have to listen to a song on Prime Music, and you have to borrow an ebook through Prime Reading. To me, that one's not worth the effort. Upload one photo and you'll get $20.
I'll tell you, I'm getting annoyed at Amazon Music.
Are you?
I really am. Because on the Echo, I'll say, you know, play this song, like Elton John, Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard, that song's phenomenal. So, and it's like, and then Alexa comes out and says, well, you know, for $14.99, you can get the Amazon Prime membership and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I just want the song.
Stop telling me what else I should buy.
Yeah. So then, and Barry's like, oh, yeah, we ought to get that. I'm like, no. Okay.
Barry's the perfect customer.
And I'm like, no. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. And then she gets done with her, and I go, Alexa, stop. And then she stops. So then I say again, Alexa, play. And then the song plays.
Well, there you go.
There has to be some workaround.
I believe there's a setting where you can turn off those little buying suggestions.
All right.
Maybe that'll be one of my future tips, how to stop Alexa being so annoying, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and finally, number seven, skip all the stuff that's going to be cheaper later. Now, go on Amazon anytime in the next few days, and they will have you believe everything is the cheapest it will ever be, ever, ever, ever. Not true. This is not the time of year to buy a mattress, bedding, furniture, video games, game consoles, or laptops. You're going to want to wait on that stuff. Games are much cheaper around Black Friday. All that home stuff is cheapest around Labor Day. And laptop sales, those are the very end of July into August for back to school time. So wait on that stuff if you need it.
All right. So these are some good Prime tips. And then on Commander, do we have like a list of stuff that you should buy with some good
deals
and things like
that? Yeah, we're going to round up all the best deals, stuff that you didn't know you needed, stuff that's on just the very best deal. So we'll have that on the site. Just go to commando.com. At the top, you're going to click on shopping and you'll see all of our shopping lists there.
Okay. So I will tell you, Allie, that because you are a content queen, that you highlighted these little metal clips that have magnets.
Yes.
Okay. I bought them.
Do you love them?
Phenomenal.
Amazing.
They were like, I mean, it's just like this, this stupid little thing that.
You mean the little silicone? Silicone
yes.
ties, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
They're like cord
they're
ties,
great.
But they're silicone. They have magnets in the ends. You can use them for anything. You can use them for cords. You can use them to wrap up, you know, snack bags or.
Oh, no, they're great. Yeah. They're great. It's like I'm like obsessed with these. I'm putting them on everything, like on chip bags. And I'm like, and Barry's like, where did they come from? I'm like, I know. They came to like 25. We are using all 25 right now.
I love
they
that. So you good. Know the content works if you're buying it.
Exactly. So if you need to buy like these little ties, just hit commando.com, hit the shopping tab, and then you'll find the ones that Allie and I are talking about. Allie, great job as always, and hit commando.com for all those links that Allie talked about. And let's see, before we get to our great tip about your email being tracked, let's go ahead and let's go to the phones with Judy in Atlanta, Georgia. Hello there, Judy.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You betcha. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, I just have a question. I was just curious with the way technology is today and how you can Google search and find information about anyone. I wanted to know if there's a way to find information or pictures on a loved one that has blocked you from like all social media. And when you try to Google search them, you just can't find much.
Yeah, because they've blocked you out. Right.
I mean, it's a loved one that just, yeah, her husband went crazy. And so I just want to know if she's okay.
Oh,
I can't.
That's a really hard position to be in. I mean, really,
yeah,
think about that.
It is.
I mean, because you just want to know if she's all right. One thing that you can do is you can fire up a new Facebook account, Instagram account. And if things are not locked down, and then you might be able to get in. You might have to also use something like ExpressVPN as a VPN to mask your IP address.
Because
sometimes that can be blocked as well. And so have you ever used a VPN?
No.
Okay, so what happens is when you're on a VPN, so your IP address is tied to, it may be tied to the account that has been blocked. Okay.
Okay.
And so when you use a VPN, we use ExpressVPN, is that when you hit connect to the VPN, and then a list of servers come up, okay? So instead of being in Atlanta on your IP address, is that you can say, I'm in Los Angeles, I'm in Chicago, I'm in Prague, I'm in Dublin, I'm in Ireland, you know, wherever you want to go, okay? And so sometimes that's a way to get around blocks that may be set up. So you can do a different email address. You can set up a different Facebook account, Instagram account, whatever it may be. I'm sure you've contacted family members and friends who may not be blocked. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that you might want to do is you set up a web page, and just work with me for just a second on this. You're gonna set up a web page, and it's really easy to do, like at Wix or at Squarespace or something like that. And you're gonna call the web page. Who is this person? You said it's your sister?
Yes.
Okay. So you're gonna put up there. Let's just say her name is Jane Doe. Okay. So you're gonna say looking for a Jane Doe. Okay. And so the whole idea is that when she Googles herself, because people do that, you know that.
Right, yeah.
When she Googles herself, your page will pop up.
Huh.
And then you put a contact me form on there, using a CAPTCHA, of course, so you don't get scammed and everything else like that. And then in the form, you have to ask, you have to say in the message, tell me something about your sister that only she would know. Like, I mean, like I could say, like with my sister, is that because she was older than me, is that whenever I didn't finish my dinner, is that she would eat it for me. Okay. So that this way I could leave the table. Okay. That's something that now the whole world knows, but before only my sister and I were aware of that little fun fact, right?
Yeah. So, okay.
So you have to put something in there that would only allow that to be identified by you and to her. And then you ask her to reach out to you and tell her, you know, you can make it so it's not divulging a lot of privacy, but just that I want to hear from you to make sure you're okay. That's all.
Hmm. Interesting.
And so you got a couple of ways to do that. So here's what I'm doing. I want you to let me know if any of these things work out for you. Okay.
Okay.
And you know, we can always take it to the next level where we go to a computer forensics person. And if that's something that you want to do, I put you on hold. You know, I can put you in touch with somebody who could get around anything because this is what these guys and gals do. But if you just want to try that, that's one way to get started. All right, still to come this hour, we've got a great tip about how your email may be tracked here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, how do you know if your email is being tracked? There's something called pixel tracking, and most email have these little trackers in it. The number of times that you open an email, the operating system, the time that you open the email, IP address can give you an idea of your location, the type of device that you use to open up the email. So what you can do is turn off those pixel trackers, and if you're looking exactly how to do that, look no further than the homepage. That's over at Komando.com. All right, still to come, Google Maps has a secret AR setting I need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, if you're visiting a new city and you don't want to get lost, you probably know you can get walking directions using Google Maps. But there is something so much better. The better is walking maps using augmented reality. It's actually been a feature in Google Maps since 2019, but so many people don't even know about it. Here's how it works. You hold your phone up and you can see arrows, directions, and distance markers placed right on top of your world, so you spend less time figuring out which way you should be headed. It's kind of like Pokemon Go, but instead of seeing Pikachu on the street ahead of you, you see turn right at the street ahead. So here's how to use it. You open up the Google Maps app on your phone, and you just put in your destination. You tap directions like you normally would. Then you tap on walking icon. And finally, live view. Okay. That's the secret sauce. That's what I want you to pay attention to. You want live view. And let me tell you, it's so useful when you get out of a movie theater, you exit a transit station, and you're like, which way do we go? And you actually put it in maps, and you're like, I still don't know if I'm going the right way. So just go ahead and hit live view. And don't forget, 24/7, you can find me over on our website. That's Komando.com with a K, K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com.